from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Coach Dave Wanstead is here in studio right now, along with three of his grandkids. His daughter and Jan are here hanging out. I feel like I'm at the family gathering, Coach. This is pretty good.
It is. It doesn't get any better than this. I'll tell you, unless I had all six grandkids here, that's the only way it would be better.
Are those my pants?
Yeah, these are your pants. I found a Werther's original in the pocket.
This is
for good kids.
Oh yeah, these are twins right here. This is Eddie and David Napleton and their brother Francis.
Francis and Eddie and David.
And they are baseball players, football players, basketball players, golfers.
Nico Horner fans.
He Francis told you. He was your best player right there.
Yeah.
It's a hot topic today.
Right, Francis? What do you like about him?
Nico's his favorite guy. We're not going to be able to hear
him. Who's your favorite pitcher? David?
Justin Steele. Oh, yeah.
C-Speak? There you go.
I love that. That's honestly one of the things that kind of get me going.
Hey, could you guys call me Coach?
Coach Speak.
Yeah. You want to ask where I am, maybe?
Where?
listen to this.
You're confusing the kid.
This is what I always say.
Say, where's Spigs?
Where's Spigs?
I'm right here.
I say it here, it comes out there.
All right.
They listen to the show.
That's awesome.
As soon as I got home, they wanted to know where Tanny was at. You know where they kill me with? The mango.
Yeah, then we took a family photo, and instead of cheese, everybody said mango.
Mango?
That was incredible.
But my other son was going to be moving into his own place, but he was recently let go from his job at PetSmart, so he is going to be living with us.
I wasn't fired from my job. I was laid off. Well, you wouldn't know the difference. I didn't want salmon. I said it four times.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
I missed Wani's grandkids.
Dude, they were so cool. Wani's grandkids. Wani's daughter was so cool. I talked with her about the story that Wani told us about how she didn't want to move to Chicago, but then he got her sideline seats for the Jordan Bulls through his friends at Gatorade. And she was like, oh, yeah, this isn't so bad. This is okay. When she was in high school. I mean, the whole family was just delightful. And Jan Wanstead was here. It was a lovely family Wanstead gathering. I'm sorry you missed it.
I'm sorry I missed it, too. I mean, any time that I miss Jan Wanstead, I'm sad. But, I mean, grandkids?
They were awesome. They were all awesome.
Of course they're awesome.
I love me trying to say, you guys want to ask where I am? Where are you? No, I meant, do you want to say, oh, where's Spigs? Yeah. It didn't work, me trying to lead those
where's
horses
Spigs?
To water. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough. I mean, they're young kids, so they didn't really understand all the bits and the recurring themes of our years of drinking bourbon with their grandfather on the radio.
And Speaks, I know you haven't been doing this very long with like other people in studio, but they didn't have microphones.
Yeah, right.
So that also made it a little difficult.
Yeah, that seemed to be an issue. I agree.
He wasn't sitting at the mic?
They were, but the mics were off to the side so they could see.
Oh,
you know?
There's three of them.
Yeah, they don't know to grab a mic and turn it on.
No,
and
they definitely wouldn't know.
That's, wow. Shane, that's the level of confidence I have in Chris Tannehill. I just know he's that good that even grandkids without a microphone, he can turn them into sound bites.
Wow.
And he did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry I missed that.
Me too. Hi, buddy.
Hi, Matt.
We also missed an opportunity to talk about the Bears being on television. You've been so excited about it.
What?
You see Tyson Bagent getting treated like a made guy as a number two quarterback? He gets one series. Davis Mills had to be out there for a while, but Tyson Bagent just one series. Go sit down. We know who you are. QB2 party aging beautifully.
I mean, Brett Rippon. Controversy?
QB3 party.
QB3 party.
Come on.
I mean,
let's go. I need your help with this. You're the king of QB parties.
Oh, yeah.
I nailed famously. The QB2.
Yeah, how did the QB1 party age?
Not well.
Okay.
But QB2 party, extremely well. How about the QB3 party? I mean, what do you do to celebrate the arrival of a QB3?
So you're positing that it's possible that the Bears have too many quarterbacks. They have so many good quarterbacks that we don't know what to do with all of the good quarterbacks that we now have.
I'm just saying, Brett.
I don't think that's reality.
Brett Rippon's a perfect three. Nobody wants to make him a two. Like you can get him to the practice squad. I think. Don't you think?
I think you could probably get Brett Rippon to the
practice
squad.
That's the kind of QB3 I need.
Yeah,
right there.
Hey, the whole thing went great. It really did. They didn't have to play all four quarters. Give me as little preseason football as possible. But they're talking about all of the ex-Bears.
Sure.
They're interviewing Caleb. They're highlighting the current Bears. We got a Hard Knocks moment that wasn't about nostalgia. We got Caleb sharing his signing bonus and Tyson Bagent going insane. So we got like an actual little nugget. And by the way, come hang out with us tomorrow at the Wall in Gurnee and then stay for the premiere of Hard Knocks at 8. That's the spot that you're going to be with Bears fans where you're going to want to watch the Wall in Gurnee tomorrow. But yeah, man, it was pretty perfect.
And now here we are back on schedule with the rest of the league in terms of a football camp and games to go, and the probability of the ones playing a little bit here in the first game, as opposed to Hall of Fame.
Like, yeah, he'll play.
I think so.
He'll play against Buffalo. They said between 45 and 55 snaps this preseason. They've got four games left. They won't start him in the last one because you want to treat it like a bye in case there's any small injury. So you got 45 to 55 snaps over the next three preseason games, and so they'll probably say prepare to be the starter. I mean, he prepared to be the starter, by the way, in this game.
Yeah,
he had his helmet, he was taking snaps, he was warming up before the game, and then when they went in before the anthem and everything, he took it off.
Yeah, and they did the thing before the game that to your point, they did the thing where Flew said that they were getting him ready for what they called the game day function, where he goes through the first 15 scripted plays. He heard about important landmarks on the field for their decision-making before the game. Hey, look, it's a Washington Monument. I mean, is that what
hey,
they're
kids,
talking about?
Big Ben, Parliament.
Landmarks on the field. I don't know how they got him on there, but and then took part in halftime adjustments as well. So they did some of that, which...
Whatever. You'll learn. It's fine. Hey, buddy.
Can't believe this is preferable to baseball.
Oh, preferable?
I can't believe it.
It's a mandate from the audience. This is the numbers are in, buddy. People don't love what's happening with the local baseball teams.
Yeah,
okay?
Really
the TV numbers, not great. Radio numbers, plummeting. They are not thrilled with what's happening with the local baseball clubs. Mm. So meaningless football of optimism? Yeah, man. It's here. And
I don't even want to be around anymore.
Okay. Well, I'm here to talk meaningless football.
Good.
With you and the audience. Because, yes, there was nothing that he could do that was bad, obviously. There's nothing that was tangibly accomplished that was good because they didn't play. But there was a sense of, I don't know if you felt this way, but just like seeing the guys on the field. Oh, Keenan Allen's a Bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze are Bears.
I saw the
DeAndre Swift is a that's what that looks like.
A lot of good players there. I saw the wide receivers referred to as the Big Three.
Yeah.
And let me say, the Big Three I thought was Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, okay.
And Winston Churchill and Stalin. Do I have that right? Was that the first Big Three?
I think so. Yeah, sure.
And then at some point it was Larry Bird and Kevin McHale and Robert Parrish was a big three. And now we've got the Bears' three wide receivers.
It's a little premature to definitively call them a big three.
I think so. I think so. I mean, was it Garnett and Paul Pierce and
Ray Allen? Yeah.
They call them the big three?
Yeah.
I think so.
Anytime there's three really good players in a group or on a team, they normally get referred to as the big three.
It's awfully presumptuous.
Danny, why are you saying premature? Is it because two of the three haven't played a snap for the Bears yet?
Yeah, it is.
Is that why you said premature?
Yeah.
Okay. And then one of the three hasn't played a snap in the NFL?
That would be why. Yeah.
Am I missing any big threes, Shane? I mean, me, Chris, and Kurt from Tributosaurus, we call ourselves the big three.
Putin, Zelensky, Netanyahu.
Who's the big three on the Odyssey softball team?
Shane.
Cody Lapka, myself.
Cody Lapka.
I thought Lapka pulls the ball too much.
Well, he's hitting like 175 right now, but we're not going to talk about that.
But with power and some good defense.
When the ball falls, he's still the best center fielder in the league. It's the big three of Cody, myself, and
so he's PCA.
Okay. Kevin.
God, if I was...
The hitting's coming around.
Same ego, too.
If I was Dom, I'd be so offended.
Well, Dom's only showed up like two games this year.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So he doesn't deserve it. Yeah. It's like, how many games has Stalin showed up for?
All of them.
Yeah.
In spirit.
It makes sense.
We just love to murder our opponents.
That's your motto, I think.
Oh, God.
That's the motto of the team. But, hey, by the way, I'm one for one in Bears predictions this year. Nothing bad happened.
Yeah, I don't think anything bad happened.
Nothing bad happened.
I do like the idea that they didn't even play the fourth quarter. They were just like...
Yeah, you know, how good they are.
I think we got everything they needed to get done.
They didn't need to play the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Nobody got hurt. Everything said on the broadcast was positive.
Uh-huh.
We got to see cool new guys that are on the team.
Uh-huh.
You got extra practices for reporting to training camp early in anticipation of this game. I was looking it up. The guys who start at quarterback, and it's Kellen Mond and Garrett Gilbert and Zach Wilson and Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
This is not a game that anybody starts anyone of consequence. So you benefit from the exposure. You benefit from the extra practices.
Yeah.
And then, you know, preseason and bad news season actually begins in earnest this week.
The FDR, Churchill, and Stalin. That makes a lot more sense. Woodrow Wilson was World War I. Mulder, Zito, and Hudson on the Oakland A's in Moneyball. That's a good big three. That's important.
Yeah.
That there's that in there. So, look, it is exciting. It's all good. And I know we're going to get to this Caleb take, and I'm interested in talking to you about this Caleb take that has been floating around a little bit because there's something we should admit something about him. I don't even know if you'd be willing to admit it.
You can't force me to admit it then. We will do that next. Spiegs, hell of a sudden, has pause because of a point made about Caleb Williams. I'm all gas, no brakes. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I was listening to those two gizmos giving you a hard time.
Are we talking Parkinson Spiegel?
You got
my
it.
My guys?
Yeah.
Afternoons on the score.
First thing he says, like, hey, man, we're all grown men here, right? You know, as we're going through training camp, and we all use the hot tub, we all use the cold tub, we all use the bathroom and all the areas. He was like, hey, man, like, we're getting a little too sloppy. You know what I'm saying? We're leaving water bottles and towels and all type of things around, man. Like, these custodians have a lot of square footage they have to cover around this whole building. Let's try to help them out by cleaning up after ourselves.
That was Kevin Byard on Mully and Haw. We'll talk to Pat Manley in 15 minutes. Want to thank The Wall again They came through with pizza and delicious smash burgers and some awesome chocolate chip cookies, I should say, because they're having us out tomorrow at the Wall at Marcus Gurney Cinema. It's going to be an incredible spot. I cannot wait to get out there. It's always free to get in. Over 70 seats, first come, first serve for the Hard Knocks premiere. That's tomorrow night, but we'll be there doing the show from 2 to 6. Great food, recliners, theater style. The Elevated Sports Bar.
Yeah, man. Elevated Sports Bar with all the comforts of the modern movie theater. They're onto a really cool concept. Looking forward to seeing it. And you don't need, like you were saying, you don't need the VIP passes. The ones we gave away had some very, very cool comps. But if you just want to come by tomorrow, do it.
Yeah,
do it.
It's going to be a great hang. We're going to be there playing Golden Tee, and the Hard Knocks will be on the big screen. It'll be an awesome, awesome experience. But on the Carton Show on Fox Sports 1, Amani Toomer had a reaction to what was said by Caleb with Molly and Haw.
Yeah, Kevin Byard shared the story of his own volition, yep. And you just heard some of it about what Caleb told the guys about helping with the custodian stuff, and former wide receiver Amani Toomer, who played for Eli Manning and the Giants and bounced around a little, right, towards the end, Amani Toomer?
Yeah.
I think he did, but he's always had some strong opinions. He talked about the vibe that he got from this Caleb anecdote.
NFL locker rooms are still male-dominated, testosterone-laden, type A places where it really is Lord of the Flies. And this is just part of the growing up period for a quarterback who wants to be a great leader one day.
He's Russell Wilson 2.0. This is not going to go over well. If you came in the locker room, I've been in this locker room for 8 years, like you said. And you know, some rookie's going to come in who hasn't played one snap.
Right.
Talking, you know, we're wearing the fingernail polish. You know, now he's going to come in here and tell me, who've been here, who've been through the struggle, that I need to clean up? No, how about rookie? How about you clean up after me?
Right.
How about that? Don't give me this crap. I don't like it at all. I feel like rookies should earn their respect.
Sure.
Just because you got drafted number one doesn't mean nothing to me, because I don't even know if you're good.
But I think he's trying to be, he may have even said it somewhat, you know, tongue in cheek, but I think he's trying to be a leader. He's trying to be that guy. Now,
I
get it.
Stop. just play the game. Prove to me that you're really here to be a star. Prove to me you're really trying to make this team better. Don't sit up here and talk about trash around the locker room. Yeah. Come on, man, please.
Now,
doing too much.
I would say this. Great leadership would be he just cleans the
That's
locker room up and says nothing. But here's the problem. I ain't your mama. I ain't cleaning up after you. Have some respect. Right?
I would be like, I'm cleaning up. The only way this is possible. I'm cleaning up. I'm like, hey, guys, you know what? I'm going to do this. Could you guys help me out?
Give me a hand.
Exactly.
Okay, that's
Don't
different.
Be like, go up to somebody who's sitting in the tub after a hard day of practice. You're a quarterback. Everybody hates the quarterbacks as it is because they get way too much credit.
Right.
And every
Can't touch them.
Like, Eli Manning won. Everybody hates the quarterbacks.
I didn't know that.
Eli Manning. Oh, he won 2 Super Bowls. Oh, nobody else is out there. He's out there playing tennis by himself.
All right. There's some stuff about that that's ridiculous.
Quite a bit, actually.
Right, there's quite a bit that's ridiculous.
You're saying it's giving you what part's giving you pause?
We want to acknowledge. Should we acknowledge some of the ridiculousness?
Well, I mean, the nail polish shot is
absurd.
Is absurd, yeah.
Yeah, no, that part is absurd, and the fact that he's reaching for stuff without acknowledging that it came not from Caleb sharing that publicly, but from Kevin Byard sharing
right,
that.
Right, a veteran sharing it. As a cool story, it doesn't seem like he has any problem or sense that anyone has a problem with it in the locker room. So the messenger there probably matters.
Yeah.
This isn't Caleb saying, hey, look what I did.
Yeah. I mean, like hearing it in that full context, it sounds pretty manufactured from Amani's perspective. Okay. But here's the part that gives me pause. The part that gives me pause. And it's not really even necessarily about that as it is about Caleb. I need to acknowledge this issue about Caleb. Is that he's very, very polished, and that we cannot assume to know his inner life, like what he's actually like, what he's actually thinking about deep down. And maybe this is because I personally have been burned at different times in analyzing people, in looking at people. I didn't think of Russell Wilson as a performative kind of $3 bill that I do now. I didn't think of him that way at the beginning. Took me a while to get there. And I think it took a lot of people a while to get there. You know, whether it's Dwight Howard. Like, there was a while there at the beginning of Dwight Howard's career. I was like, man, what an impressive guy. And then eventually I'm like, oh, no, he bust tossed Stan Van Gundy and he's standing up there lying. And remember when Stan Van came over and exposed that? And it was like, oh, this guy's completely and utterly full of crap. This has happened along the way in sports to a lot of us where we've, you know, here's a complicated one. Brandon Marshall. The day that Brandon Marshall was introduced as a wide receiver for the Bears, I remember I was on the air with Matt Abatacola, and I was thinking, like, unbelievably impressive guy talking about borderline personality disorder and this with self-awareness. And then eventually a few years in, you're like, oh, there's some phoniness here that I didn't sniff out at first. So maybe this is partially or largely due to my own reaction to certain people. Alex Rodriguez eventually exposed for what he was. Ryan Braun eventually exposed for what he was. Lance Armstrong eventually exposed for what he was. There is a very, you could argue, Kobe Bryant at the beginning doing a Michael Jordan impression for a while.
Well, and we should not assume that we actually know these guys based on the public perception that they put out there, of course.
And Caleb has a tremendous amount of polish and a self-awareness that was evident from very early on. And I remember watching him at the Combine that first time when everybody was very excited to see him address the media. And it was great. It was really great. But I saw this kind of extremely thought-out, performative aspect to...
So your radar is up on him being fake?
No, I'm not saying my radar is up on him being fake, but I'm saying that I'm not going to go all in on thinking I know him entirely. So I'm using this.
That's a good rule for anybody.
I think it is.
And that's a good rule for anybody.
And I think it is something that I'm admitting has happened to me as an evaluator of people and athletes and talents through the years. I'm acknowledging that we do not know the inner life of these people, and that includes Caleb Williams as much as we are excited about him.
Yeah, I think that we could say that about every single player on the Bears, every single athlete that we cover, every single coach, every single general manager. You know, so we should always have that of, like, we don't really know these guys. Mm-hmm. I did a radio appearance with Chris Broussard and Sean King last week. I was just driving home, called into their show, and they asked, how is Caleb being perceived as a leader? And I said, it was the day that Byard was on with Molly and Haw. And I was like, actually, he was on the station today, shared the same thought, thought it was pretty cool. Like, what?
And it is cool.
Right. Well, but Sean King, who's of Amani Toomer's generation, when I was done with the answer, he's like, I got to be honest, I don't hear that as leadership. He's like, in my day, it was, hey, Rook, carry my pads. You make sure all the towels are in the bin. He was like, that would not have gone over so well with me and my teammates. So maybe it's a generational thing. I don't know.
I don't know either. And Amani Toomer assuming the negative and going that hard is ridiculous. It's kind of ridiculous. Yeah. But I think us assuming the positive and going super hard on the positive is sometimes equally ridiculous. And I think
how they perform is ultimately what matters, and we should not do, like, the hero worship and build up people that we don't know.
And how
way.
We get to know them. And how we get to know them as human people with flaws and complications like all of us. And sometimes there is a possibility of exalting people, whether it's Derrick Rose early on in his career, and then you get a more full picture of what it's like to be Derrick Rose, and it's much more complicated, and then it's much more fair as we actually end up knowing these people. So
if we ever know them, I don't know. I think I'd reject the notion that we really know Derrick Rose or anybody. We don't know any of them.
Well, we know them more now than we did at the beginning, based on the first impression.
Yeah. No, absolutely. But I mean, we could interview Jalen Johnson for 15 minutes a week for 15 years, and we won't really know him. Never been to his house, never been out to dinner with him, never seen how he, you know what I mean? Like, well, we don't really know the guy.
But we have much more of an opportunity to know Jalen Johnson. I'd like to get to know Caleb Williams in that way. I mean, I feel like we do get to know them more if we do get more exposure to them. We don't have a lot of exposure yet to Caleb.
That is 100% true. Patrick Manley, we do know, And he was with Devin Hester and a bunch of old Bears special teamers at the Hall of Fame in Canton. Cannot wait to hear the stories. And he's talking to current special teams coaches. Cannot wait to dig in on this kickoff rule with him as well. Parkins and Spiegel on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.